All right, we're thrilled to have STG with us. Julie Gumina, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
I love when I meet someone who matches my energy and love of talking.
Yes.
We got a fun hour ahead, don't we?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
It will be interesting. So a little bit about you. You and your husband are both lawyers.
Yes.
And you started this firm. Why?
Well, I actually joined the firm back in 98.
Okay.
And the woman who was like my mentor, who brought me along into the world of family law, just retired in January at the ripe old age of, she was older.
This January?
Yes, this okay. January. But prior to that, my husband had joined the firm because I didn't want to manage. I don't manage. Mm-hmm. I like to do client services. So he came in as a roles manager. Fast forward, we are now the owners of the firm, and we have rebranded, recreated. He wrote a book. It's great. It's called I Just Want This Done, How Smart, Successful People Get Divorced
I'm
Without
holding
Losing
it right now.
Their Kids, Money, and Minds.
I love that.
His name's Rafe Palmer.
That's awesome. Okay, so you guys have rebranded. You're now having this firm. You've got lawyers working with you. What do you like about family law? Why does that interest you?
I'm one of eight kids. I'm the middle. I'm a middle child, which means I am
shout out, me too.
Who basically said, Mom and Dad, you can't get divorced. I know you have too many kids, but you can't. Fast forward, I was a public defender for 2 years,
whoa,
which was great, out in DuPage. And then I decided I wanted something else to do. And family law really fits because everything is about problem solving and negotiation. And there's not someone on either side who can shut it down. Like the state's attorney, when you're a public defender, shuts you down. At some point, because they have the resources, and the public defender's office was different. But in family law, there's a lot of different options. And as a family law practitioner, you have to know a little bit about a lot of different areas of law, of life, of culture, of people, of children, psychology and counseling. You take on all these different roles, and then you have to remind yourself, you're just the lawyer trying to get them through the process. And so one of the things our firm does is we like to maintain lots of referrals and resources for our clients. So if they need a financial planner, or if they need a counselor that they want to talk to help them get through the process, that's where we have our depth. And we want to make sure that they're taken care of during the process. And it gives them the ability to kind of address the issues that will not assist or that may interfere with them getting the divorce done.
Okay, so you have the perfect job for a middle child. I feel the same way as the
piece. My parents were married 52 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's awesome. And as the middle child, my parents happily married for a long time too. But, you know, you're the peacemaker oftentimes. And I love that you found a way to an outlet for that professionally. I also like what you just mentioned about connecting the financial side of things, the other sides of things. It can be a very holistic experience then to go to STG because start to finish, you got them.
Yes.
You help
and
them
out. And that's our goal. We want, our focus is to have a client-centered law firm. So our clients, and we build our team around our clients. It's an expensive process. We're considering flat fees, but that's a little bit down the road.
Okay.
But it's coming. And what we hope it does is give our clients clarity to the cost, clarity to their choice and decisions that they have to make through the process. And so our goal is always to make their experience of the divorce process less stressful, less, you know, so that they feel that they weren't just run through the system.
I like that you cared.
Right.
And, you know, because that's the thing is that, in a perfect world, everyone would want it to go quick, easy, and no hiccups along the way. The reality is way different. And sometimes I think we may be blind to wanting to move it along so quickly that we haven't checked our blind spots. And we make decisions or agreements that are ultimately going to hurt us for the rest of our lives, right?
Right.
It's an immediate decision to make, and it's something that happens within that time span. But the ramifications go on well past the year of the divorce proceedings.
Right. And what happens in divorce is, let's say it takes a year to get divorced. It doesn't feel like there's progress. It doesn't feel like you're moving forward, and then it's over.
Right.
And so what I want to do is make sure as our clients move through the process, each stage, they're understanding why we are doing this, their decision and their direction we're there to provide options and direction to our client to get through the process. Like, oh, did you think of this? Because I have people coming to me who are just in a state of shock. Maybe their spouse known for a year that they wanted to get divorced and they just found out. So they're
they've
like,
they got to prepare emotionally, mentally,
exactly,
financially, whatever it may be, mm-hmm, whereas you haven't. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
So when someone says, well, why do I need a lawyer to get through this? There's people who sell their services for $9.99, non-lawyers out there. But we get them after the fact, and they're like, well, this wasn't addressed, or that wasn't addressed.
Yep.
And the decisions are not thoughtful at that point, and people don't understand what they don't know.
This whole show is based on the idea of people asking, why do I need a lawyer for this? And finding out why.
Exactly.
There are some things you can do on your own. There are some things you can do. Divorce is not one of them. Family planning is not one of them. Employment law is not one of them.
Yeah.
And we bring on guests to remind people that, well, of course, you hope people sign up with you. Obviously, after hearing this interview, make sure you get a good lawyer no matter what.
Right.
Because you care about our listeners. And many of the lawyers come in and say the same thing. Choose me if you want, but choose someone that is going to help you. Because we want our listeners to have someone to navigate them through this.
Right. And they have to be, like, sometimes I will meet with people and say, you're not ready. You need to go meet with a financial planner. I want you to meet with a counselor, because I know the stress of what's going to start once it happens, especially if the parties are living in the same house during the process. But then there is a good group of clients,
mm-hmm,
who both parties, when they both recognize, okay,
yeah, this is it.
This is it. Then it becomes, you know, the more like the business transaction,
right,
and everyone's kind of looking at it from, okay, let's make sure we can define our landing at the end of this versus some gentleman in a black robe or a woman in a black robe,
right,
who doesn't know you at all.
Right.
And is not going to be thoughtful about the process.
Exactly. What's the phone number people can reach you guys at, by the way? I want to get this out there in case someone's running out of the car. 312-248-6680, STG Divorce Law. 312-248-6680. They might listen to you and say, oh, well, you're happily married. What do you know about this?
I've been divorced. I'm married a second time. I'm a huge fan of marriage.
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to have children. The marriage laws that apply to individuals are much more protective of the relationship. And so when I hear people who are like, oh yeah, we're going to get married, but we're going to have the baby first, and then we're going to move in, and then we're going to buy a house. And I'm like, oh no, no, protect yourself.
Yeah.
And there are ways to do it. And maybe that's the next component of, you know, services. You know, have you thought about this? We do premarital agreements. So we do have those conversations.
Those are prenups?
Those are prenups.
Okay.
Exactly. And so that is really the only opportunity we generally have with people before they're getting married to maybe gently point out red flags, have consideration, see how the parties resolve their conflict, which is the number one ability that can, if you don't have that ability to resolve conflict in the marriage, your marriage isn't going
right
to succeed.
I guess what I was driving at is that you've been through a divorce process yourself.
Yes, I have.
I'm not trying to open up wounds here. For the record, listeners, I asked ahead of time if I could bring this up.
And that's okay.
I didn't just throw this at you. But I guess what I'm driving at is that you've been through it. Mm-hmm. You know the emotional side of it. So when someone comes to you, you know, and you mentioned psychology, you really are their counselor.
And some people realize that, and other people like don't. They'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, you're not my counselor. But other people will be like, okay, I have someone who understands what I'm going through, and she's also the person who can help me solve the problem. So
right.
It's not a reason to get divorced, though.
Exactly.
I preferred. My kids are doing great. My ex-husband and I get along
good
very well, and we both have grown a lot since our divorce. It's been almost 7 years.
These are
maybe more. 8.
At least you don't know like the year and date, and you're like, it's been 8 years and 4 days and 14 minutes. You're not one of those.
Yeah.
Because I think you paint a really interesting picture there, that this is obviously a hard thing to go through. And But there can be, and if anything, this is a freeing moment to have a revision of what your life can be. Like there, you, Julie, are seeing the other side of it.
Yeah.
And you can talk people through that, realizing that this is a process we're going through to get you to a chance to restart. Right?
Right.
And there's hope at the other side. And there's a chance at being on good terms. Like, you can see the positive outcomes. And I think that helps people probably get through that process.
I think so. I think some people will never get there. Some people will, like, that's not even a bridge I'm going to, a place I'm going, because they're upset. This was not the plan. It's been, you know, an extensive marriage, long marriage, number of years. My goal for everyone who leaves the divorce is to reach some level of peace that it's done and move on.
Yeah.
And I spoke to someone the other day. They're like, we've been in court for 6 years. I'm like, how do you work? How do you raise your kids? How do you save money? How do you look ahead and plan for the future when you're stuck in courts fighting about
who knows what?
At that point, you've kind of lost track.
Exactly.
A lot of it is kid related.
Yeah.
Because people, you know, someone who is maybe not the best parent versus the person who did everything, that creates the tension.
Mm-hmm.
But
6 years.
6 years.
Yeah. Okay. So 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We are already getting great questions on the text line. Do you mind if I pepper you with some questions? Can you talk about grandparents' rights in Illinois? Is that anything you ever cover in family law?
Yes. So my partner argued a case in front of the Supreme Court. The grandparents, we represented the grandparents. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court just let it sit.
Okay.
And by the time they issued their opinion, the child was 18.
Okay.
So it became moot.
Mm-hmm.
Because the child was emancipated at that point. Grandparents' rights are difficult.
Limited.
So long as both parents are alive.
Okay.
And actively seeing their children. So to have someone else try to come in and interfere with that is a big deal.
So
and it's unlikely.
If a husband and wife are seeing the kids regularly, active part of their life, raising them, grandparents don't have many rights to insert themselves into that situation.
Right.
Okay.
And so, like, if you have someone, a parent who passed away or a parent who's in prison or something like that, and this parent, the grandparent has been significantly involved, there is, I don't know how strong, because I haven't pursued any of that since they ruled on the case we were in front of the Supreme Court on.
Mm-hmm.
But get along with your kids. You get to see your grandkids when your kids see their kids.
Right.
You know, and that's kind of what I tell people when they come to me. I'm like, look, unless, you know, your relationship is tied to your child.
Right.
And so you're going to be able to see your grandkids on every other weekend when your kid sees their child.
Right.
On some level. But there's exceptions, of course. Grandparents who are raising children. Obviously, that's a different scenario.
Right. So it seems like you're saying, for the most part, grandparents have good relationship with their kids. That's their avenue to see the grandkids.
Correct.
Whether they're still married or divorced or whatever it is. Unless there's extenuating circumstances, there is not some long list of grandparents' rights in Illinois.
Right.
Okay.
And there's the guardianship. So,
right,
like,
of course.
You know, and that's matters that we've previously handled.
224 here. Again, I'm with Julie Gumina, STG Divorce Law. You can reach them at 312-248-6680. 773 wants to know, does being engaged carry any weight in a prenup, or is it strictly before being married when a prenup should be considered? It's just marriage, right?
Marriage.
Okay.
So the consideration for the prenup is the marriage ceremony. So they're married. That's the consideration. So that means someone who has $1 million and the other person has zero, they can sign an agreement in the event of divorce. He keeps his million or she keeps her million and the other person keeps their zero.
Right.
And there's nothing, it doesn't have to be equitable or fair. It's you want to get married, that's your decision, and the court will enforce it.
With a prenup, can you make it a little bit more specific where it may not be a million or zero, we'll find a middle ground, but it's not going to be 50-50?
Yes.
Can you design it however you want?
Yes, you can design it however you want as long as you don't touch any issues related to the children or prospective children.
That makes sense. We got to hit the news here in a break, but I want to know, just generally speaking, do you feel like couples that, this is a weird way to ask this, that have that difficult conversation and have a prenup are actually more likely to stay married because they've had difficult conversations before they've been married?
Yes.
That's an interesting way to put that.
Yes.
That, I'm not saying signing a prenup guarantees that you're not getting divorced, but I will say what a mature sign of a relationship.
It is.
That you walk into that agreement knowing that you're leaving equity on the doorstep and making an informed decision. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I like that. All right, Julie, we're just getting started here. We have a whole other half hour. I love these questions coming on the text lines. You can call into 312-981-7200. Don't be nervous. The water's warm here in this pool. Dip your toe in. Dive on in. We don't have to share your name, by the way, or any personal information about you. You can also call already and just ask her, and she can ask us. Or you can text on it. I know this stuff is really personal and private. 312-981-7200 and SDG Divorce Law 312-248-6680. Let's get legal. We take you till 3 o'clock. Julie Gumina from STG Divorce Law is talking us through everything. She's also married to a divorced, obviously part of the firm, Rafe, right?
Yes, Rafe.
Writing the book, I Just Want This Done. I love that title, by the way. How smart, successful people get divorced without losing their kids, money, and minds. That's really good. People can buy it wherever books are sold. And Amazon.
Yep.
There you go.
Bestseller on Amazon.
A bestseller. Yes. Ooh, fancy. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's get to Diane. Diane, you're on WGN. Hey, Diane.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
If I start crying, I'm sorry.
Oh, Diane, I'm so sorry. Okay, go on.
And I'm not getting the divorce. My son and daughter-in-law, childhood sweethearts, okay? After 18 years, they've decided to get a divorce. Mm. They're very, you know, she grew up in our, we taught them money wise. They're very, they don't have credit. They have good credit. They don't have credit cards, any of that. They both have terrific pensions. She makes more money than him. And I told them when it all started, I says, don't get foolish about this and just start, you know, slam blasting. So they've sat down. He's actually interviewed like 8 different lawyers, and they're supposed to meet with someone next week. And they've decided on the same lawyer because they've laid it all out, the money, the pensions, the house, the kids, this, that, and the other. And my question was, if they have everything going, you know, in the same direction and there's no ups and downs like that, does it take that long to get a divorce, a year? Do they still have to go through all the...
Well, it's a great question, Diane. Do you have any follow-ups you want to ask, Julie?
What county are you in? In Cook. The state of Illinois. Cook. You're in Cook. Okay.
Walk through the thoughts about having the same lawyer, even if things seem very peaceful and divided up. What are your thoughts on that, generally speaking?
So you can't, neither party, you can't have the same lawyer. Two people cannot be represented in a divorce by the same lawyer. So at some point, someone will hire the lawyer who will then take the party's agreement and then prepare all the paperwork to do a parenting agreement, a marital settlement agreement, and a judgment for dissolution of marriage. Mm-hmm. And whoever doesn't hire the lawyer, I recommend that they go and have a consultation before they finalize the divorce to make sure they understand everything that they're signing. Because the lawyer... Mm-hmm. who is representing only one person can't be giving both parties advice.
Can I interject here for a second? Diane, it sounds like they're hiring this. Are they like doing like a, is this what a mediation ahead of time might be? Like one lawyer is just working out the language. And then Julie, you say before it's all said and done, they both will need their own independent lawyer to finalize the agreement, even if they made it together with the same lawyer. Do you understand what I'm asking?
Yes.
You can say no. It's okay.
No. If it's mediation, then what a mediator does is meet with both the parties. Sometimes there's lawyers present at the mediation, but if they're not they're each going to represent themselves, and they meet with a mediator to come up with what they believe is an equitable agreement, division of the assets, taking care of the kids, and the support. Then they would have to take possibly a memorandum of agreement and then prepare the paperwork for the divorce. So,
yeah, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
And I was going to say, initially when, you know, this first came to, when they first started talking about it, I says, be wise, get a mediator. And so we have the same estate planner, you know, they have all, I mean, they're really on top of their stuff, you know.
And that's great.
They tried to find, mediators are hard to find out in the area that we're in. Hmm. And they did find one mediator that they liked that was recommended by the estate planner. And he had called the mediator up and he says, yeah, I do that. And he says, but I'm actually on my last one. He says, your last one? He says, I'm not doing this any longer. Oh. And my son said, could you take one more? He says, no, it's too stressful for me.
Oh, wow.
So So they don't have a mediator, but he's interviewed like, I think he said like 8 different lawyers.
Wow.
And, you know, and got, yeah, I says, do it right. Because I know young couples that have spent literally their college funds and everything for their kids, like $200,000 for a knockdown drag out, and nothing was any better, if you know what I mean.
Right, exactly.
Diane, take down this number. I want him to call one more person, and that's Julie Gumina at STG Divorce Law. Did you get their number? You might as well pass it along to him, okay?
And, of course, I don't have a pen down here.
Okay. Let's go get a pen. While you get a pen, I want to ask Julie a question. So stay on the line, Diane. We'll get the number in a moment. Does that seem okay to get a lawyer, one lawyer together to work out a plan? Or, generally speaking, is it advisable you just get your own person?
Generally speaking, it's advisable to get your own person because, again, you don't know what you don't know. And if you have children, if you have retirement accounts, there are different considerations when you're dividing up the assets. So, yes, there is an expense. So if you said, on average, an uncontested divorce where they came together and we're going to do our retainer is $5,000. It's uncontested. It pays the filing fee. It drafts the settlement documents. But literally, we don't represent both of them. We represent one of them. We prepare all the paperwork. The other person would either file a pro se appearance, which means they represent themselves. And that process is fine. And I've done that process. It's when they hit a problem or an issue is brought up because now we're the attorney representing one of the parties. So we're going to be looking at what they're doing from a different perspective.
Right. So even in the most, and this seems like a great situation, Diane. I'm glad, and I applaud your son and his wife for being mature, it seems, and dividing up things. But it might still be worth it to have a person in their corner,
right,
on each side. I know that might cost a little bit more money on the front end, but
no,
could potentially see a hiccup coming, right?
My older son said, this just seems too good to be true.
Uh-huh. And you know the end of that saying, right? So,
yeah.
Diane,
and
you got to
literally have gone through their pensions. Her pension is higher than his, and he's going to, he says, I don't want your pension. Neither one of them want money from each other. Like I said, there's no credit cards. They've always been very stellar with their money and their savings, and they have college funds for their children.
That's great.
And I says, don't get crazy and start depleting funds. And he says, no. I says, I don't know how much divorces cost. I mean, like I said, I knew someone who had one for $200,000, which was ridiculous.
Well, that's insane.
They weren't millionaires.
Diane, I got to get to some other questions. I love, sure, though, okay. And I'm so glad that you called. You got that pen handy yet or no?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
312-248-6680.
6680.
Can you read that back to me? Can you read that back to me? Just make sure you got it.
312-246-6886.
Nope. See, that's why we did it again. 312-248-6680. There you go. STG Divorce Law. Diane, I got to get going, but thank you for calling, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
For sure. Good luck with everything. 847 wants to know on a text line, Julie, anything you can do to separate your finances before the divorce? Does that do anything if you separate your bank accounts?
It does not.
That was a pregnant pause.
Because everything that you earn during the marriage is your marital money. So you can separate it. You can put it somewhere else in a different account only in your name. For marital assets, the title to the asset is irrelevant. So if you earn the money, if you purchase the asset, there's a presumption that it's a marital asset. I understand the want to divide assets so that you feel like you're more independent and you can kind of start planning, because that's natural for people want to do that, especially in a time of change. But I highly recommend when people come in to consult with me, maintain the status quo, because that way, if you maintain the status quo, all the money you're spending to get divorced is being put towards getting you more divorced. If you start changing accounts and transferring money, well, then the lawyers are like, well, where's all the money? Now we have to go and look for it. Now we have to, you know.
It's like when you buy a house. Once you've started the process, don't start opening up new accounts. Don't do that. The mortgage lenders, David Hochberg's going to call and be like, what did you do here?
Right.
You're making things more complicated, because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter.
Correct.
I love Julie. Iridian came in here to take pictures, and Julie just loves the camera so much. Tell you what, we're going to have more. We got a lot more questions coming in on the text line. We got the phone lines open as well, 312-981-7200. Julie Gumina, STG Divorce Law, 312-248-6680. More of that after this on WGN. Julie Gumina here on Let's Get Legal from STG Divorce Law. We got about 5 or 6 minutes left, Julie. You told me a little Sicilian in that last name, huh?
That's correct.
I love Italians. I got to study abroad in Italy, but I wasn't in Sicily. I was in the North End.
My daughter was there over the summer in Rome,
and she
had a nice vacation.
Is there still bad blood between Northern Italians and Southern Italians?
I don't think so.
I'm not asking you to geopolitically break down what's happening in Italy, but maybe a little bit. We have so many questions coming in. You ready for some rapid fire?
Sure.
Okay. How long is a prenup good for?
Until the divorce happens or someone passes away.
Okay.
Unless you put in the agreement that there is a termination clause.
Okay.
Sometimes people do that, like, hey, if we make it to 20 years, we're ripping this document up.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Although that one person's looking at the clock and the date on the calendar, like, just get the 20 years in a day.
Yeah.
608 says, excellent program. Thank you. This is how you get your text read on the show. You compliment us first. This woman, man or woman, I guess I don't know for sure, teaches a grandparents and grandchildren together music class for families with grandparents raising the grandchildren. How wonderful. I do the class for no fee. That's so nice. I love seeing them interact so joyfully. I do ask the grandparents to kind of sign a permission for the grandchildren to participate with them. Does it seem like I should require more? We were talking about grandparents' rights earlier, by the way. I don't usually know custody arrangements. That doesn't seem like something this person needs to worry about, right?
I agree.
Okay.
I think if the child's showing up with a grandparent, they have permission to have that child there.
Right.
Is my presumption.
Right. I mean, obviously, if something seems off,
yes,
it might be not a wrong idea to follow up with that. Like we all do, like in situations that kind of rub us the wrong way. But it seems like for the most part, that is not your legal responsibility.
Correct.
To ensure the custody. But it's a good question. I like someone.
Absolutely.
I love when someone wants to cover their bases and make sure they're good. 773. Why do some ironclad prenups, they said like Kevin Costner's, I didn't know he had one.
He did.
Get challenged in court? Ooh, good question. I mean,
so,
you know the answer specifically about Kevin Costner's.
Yes.
I mean, generally speaking.
Generally speaking, there's a component. So if they have children, child support and any child-related financial situations cannot be addressed in a prenup. So those are obviously going to be on the table when you go through a divorce with children. There's also a component of pets. That was a fight for about 6 months when a prenup was challenged.
Hmm. 6 months over a pet thing?
Yes.
Wow. You should have seen the look Julie just gave me when I asked her.
So there are, it's divorce, especially when you have a prenup, is not that difficult, but the support numbers, is someone self-employed? What's their income? You know, there's so many different factors that go into custody and the like that can't be addressed in a prenup. So
you can't anticipate, right?
Right, right. So Costner's divorce specifically was related to the child support amount. There was a temporary amount set. Supposedly she was supposed to leave the house at some point per the prenup. And that eventually did happen, but it just took a little bit of time. The prenup isn't going to make your divorce take 30 days, but it will solve significant problems, especially for people who are self-employed. If you are self-employed and are thinking about getting married, you need to get a premarital agreement because the types of issues that are considered, especially if the marriage is long-term, what marital efforts went into a business that was owned prior to the marriage. There's a lot of different concepts that come out there. So a prenup can define exactly what's going to happen to that business interest, what exactly is going to happen in the future relative to the income that goes in, the income and efforts that flow into and out of that business.
Okay. 847 wants to know, no fault divorce in Illinois. Does that really mean what I think it means? Someone could cheat on someone and they're still going to get a walk away with half of it.
Yes.
And that's just the way it is.
And that's just the way it is.
Do-do-doom, do-do-doom. That's a song, right? I think so. Okay. What a great way to end it, John. All right. So a lot more questions coming in. Please tell me you'll come back.
I will. I would love to.
Okay, good. Oh, someone wanted to know, and this leads into the ending perfectly. How can I make an appointment with Julie specifically? She sounds great. I agree. I imagine it's Call the Line, right?
Yes. Call the Line, 312-248-6680, STG Divorce Law.
I love it. And the book as well. Let me mention that one more time. Your husband wrote the book. Nice picture of him on the back. And I Just Want This Done, How Smart, Successful People Get Divorced Without Losing Their Kids, Money, and Minds. Written by your husband, Rayford. I love it. Julie, it's great to meet you.
Thank you. Same.
I hope you'll come back. I know you'll come back again soon.